As this pandemic has wreaked havoc across the U.S. economy, there's just really been a huge hit to global demand, and businesses are trying to figure out how to right size their businesses for this new environment. They're talking about cost cuts, taking pay cuts across the board, furloughing people versus maybe laying them off to get a sense of what's really going on out there and what's working and what's not working. We welcome Paige Smith. Paige is a Bloomberg Law labor reporter. So, Paige, we think about some of the cost cutting that we're seeing out there in corporate America. Give us a sense of kind of what managers are thinking about between layoffs and simply keeping people on staff but cutting their salaries. What's kind of the pluses and minuses there?
Absolutely. One thing to sort of consider is that a number of companies who aren't really interested in furloughing or laying off their employees are looking to pay cuts as sort of a way to share the pain, if you will, across the workforce. So there are a number of companies that have already done this and more are looking to do it. But, you've had Tesla, you've had Lyft, you've had ESPN, you've been asking some of its higher paid anchors to take pay cuts. So a number of businesses are already doing this, but attorneys are advising folks to really go about those pay cuts in a very thoughtful manner, because if you perhaps favor an individual worker or are seen as taking individual circumstances into account as opposed to across workforce, or as opposed to cutting
Right.
pay sort of across the workforce, you could land yourself in hot water with the discrimination lawsuit.
Okay, the way this works is the CEO and the CFO, Paige, say, okay, things are grim, we got to do something, and they dial 1-800 general counsel or outside counsel and say, how can we do this without screwing up? What's the number one rule they're hearing from lawyers to affect fair cost cutting?
Absolutely. The number one rule is to keep it as neutral as possible. So either looking at job title or department or maybe seniority or some sort of neutral criteria like that when actually making those pay cuts, not, taking into an in, taking an individual worker's maybe dire family situation into account. Again, those individual considerations are what businesses can that's how they can get themselves in trouble.
So, Paige, I mean, I know there's a pay gap between women, minority workers versus perhaps white male counterparts. Is this at risk of becoming even more pronounced during these times when companies are thinking about cutting back salaries?
Absolutely. Even if companies are going at this from a perspective of, only basing these decisions on legitimate business objectives and making those cuts based on neutral criteria, data shows that overall women are paid 82 cents for every dollar paid to men. So some attorneys have told me that they do expect some of these pay cuts to exacerbate already existing pay disparities.
Paige, thank you so much. Greatly appreciated from Business Law on what we see in the salary debate forward, and particularly this new word we're learning, furlough as well.